Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
There's a wallaby on the loose in County Tyrone. It escaped from an enclosure and searches are underway for it. It was reported missing on Sunday from the Glen Park estate close to Oma. Now, Cillian McLaughlin from Wild Ireland in County Donegal joins us on the line. Cillian, thanks very much for taking our call. We wanted to talk to you because you have some wallabies and you know what they're like.
We do indeed, Claire. We have a family group of seven of them living in the forest at Wild Ireland in a walk-through enclosure so the public can actually walk in amongst the wallabies.
Yeah, I just wonder how hard they are to control or catch.
They're not easy to catch, that's for sure. They're particularly fast animals, even though they hop along, they can hop at a significant speed. With regards to keeping them in, they're not particularly difficult. They can jump, though, and I believe from reading in the newspapers that that's what happened to Wallaby and County Tyrone jumped over the fence.
Yeah, about 3 o'clock on Sunday and last sighted on the road outside that evening. I mean, how far could this thing get in that period of time since it went missing on Sunday?
It's very difficult to say. They can certainly cover a lot of ground very quickly because they are fast animals, as I said.
Mm-hmm. For those people who aren't familiar with them, we should probably describe them. Will you just tell us what they're like? They look like a kangaroo, really, don't they?
Essentially, they are a kangaroo, a bit like a horse and a pony, a kangaroo and a wallaby. The wallabies would be the smaller members of the kangaroo family. I don't know which species of wallaby it is. If it's the most common wallaby kept in this country, it would probably be the redneck or the Bennett's wallaby. We also have a smaller one called a Parma wallaby, which is sometimes kept as well. So it's, I'm not sure which one it is. The Bennett's been bigger than the Parma wallaby.
I'm not sure which type this one is. Have you ever had one escape on you?
Years and years ago, Claire, I had, as you know, I had a back garden full of animals when I was a young fella, and I did have a little family of wallabies living in the garden, and one of them did get out a gate that was left open by a builder, and he ended up on the main street in Buncrana, believe it or not, and caused quite a stir, and I was able to catch him with the help of the local Gardaí, believe it or not.
Oh, I'd say they were delighted with you.
Yeah, I know from experience how fast they can move.
Yeah, and how do you go about catching a wallaby?
A net, Claire, and run as fast as you can, I suppose, if you can corner it. I'm not even sure how you would go about trapping a wallaby, maybe a large fox trap with some carrots and treats that wallabies like.
Mm-hmm.
But surprisingly, they're not an unusual sight. Believe it or not, we have a little population of them living just off the coast of Dublin on Lambay Island.
Oh, that's
and they've
right,
been
yeah.
there since the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are surprised to hear that. They think that wallabies come from hot climates, but the Bennett's wallaby are found in the north or the southeast of Australia and down into Tasmania, which of course has a maritime climate much like Ireland. So, you know, the climate's not going to be an issue for that little guy. He'll have lots to eat as well. He'll have lots of grass and leaves to graze on. So hopefully they find him.
Are they dangerous at all?
Not at all. Not at all. They can growl at you and make a bit of noise. But, you know, I wouldn't recommend that people approach it just in case. But generally, they're not too dangerous.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned what they eat there. So they're not going to be looking out for other animals to eat, are they?
No. They're strictly vegetarian. My concern would be something else. Eating him, maybe, depending on the size, of course. But he could fall prey to a fox or maybe a dog might take him out.
I just wonder how hard it's going to be to find him now at this stage.
Yeah, it won't be easy. It is a wild animal and it will still have its instincts around it to avoid people and to avoid predators. It is a prey species as well, so its instincts are going to be quite heightened and he'll be on the lookout for anybody looking for him, so it won't be easy to catch him.
Mm-hmm. Probably be hiding somewhere, would you think?
Yes, hiding. And, you know, they are quite secretive animals in the wild as well. They hang around forest cover and then they would venture out early in the morning. They're crepuscular, which means they're active at dawn and dusk, and they would venture out from under cover to graze early in the morning or late in the evening. So that would be the best time, I think, to go looking for it. It's going to be very confused as well. You know, they're social animals. They like to be with their own kind, and he's on his own, so he's going to be particularly frightened, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, you know, people in Tyrone who are listening to this should watch out for him, but she wouldn't know where he'd be at this stage.
He could be anywhere. He could be anywhere.
People will be thinking about you now having the wallabies in the back garden when you were young. I mean, was that when you were very young?
Teenager, Claire, would have been, as you know, had all sorts of animals in the back garden, inevitably any waif or stray that was in the area or even in the country came to live in Buncrana in our back garden.
And how are things going for you? We had a couple of chats over the course of COVID, which I know was very difficult for you. Are things back on track this summer?
Yes, thankfully, yes. We've been able to stay open this year and we've seen lots of people coming and lots of people enjoying Wild Ireland, which is fantastic. It's our first proper run at it, which is great.
Good news and good to talk to you, Cillian. Thank you very much for joining us. Cillian McLaughlin there from Wild Ireland. We'll be telling you next how to reduce your energy usage around the house. That's after this.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.